Parshas Re'e, the Torah warns us about the prohibition of consuming blood. The pasuk says, "Lo yisechlenu, you should not eat it, l'man yitav lecha elvenecha achrecha, in order that it should be good for you and for your children." Question is, how do children benefit when their parents avoid eating blood? So the Kli Yakar explains that a person's character is shaped, at least in part, by their diet. There's a popular saying, you are what you eat. For example, people who eat sweet or spicy foods may become excited or irritated, while those who eat bland foods tend to be calmer and more even-tempered. Similarly, the Torah prohibits eating violent or wild animals as their nature can have a negative influence on us. Blood in particular symbolizes violence and cruelty and brutality. People say he has blood on his hands, or he was killed in cold blood. The Torah is teaching us, eating blood desensitizes a person. It makes them emotionally cold and cruel. That's why the pasuk says, Lo yisechlenu, l'man yitav lecha elvenecha. Don't eat it, so it should be good for you and for your children. Why for your children? Because character traits are passed down, not just our DNA. When parents guard themselves from cruelty, their children inherit a softer, more refined nature. Our children inherit our midos, not just our genes. The Gemara tells a story about a Tana that he once traveled on Yontif to visit his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer. When he arrived, Rebbe Eliezer tells him, "You're not honoring the Yontif properly. You should be with your family." He then quoted a pasuk from this week's Parsha. V'semachta ata ivesecha. Part of the Simcha on Yontif is being with your family. On Yontif, you must celebrate with your family. But the question is, this pasuk isn't talking about Yontif. It's referring to Maaseh Sheni. The pasuk says, V'chalta sham lifnei Hashem lekecha. You should eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, V'semachta ata ivesecha. And you and your family shall rejoice. So why did Rebbe Eliezer quote this pasuk? So once more, a beautiful explanation. The Torah tells us explicitly that we have an obligation to be happy on Yontif. The pasuk says, "V'semachta b'chagecha." But the Torah doesn't define how to be happy. What is true simcha? And this is where this pasuk comes in. It teaches us what true simcha looks like. "V'semachta ata ivesecha." Real joy is when you're together with your family. Simcha is not going to a ball game or making a fancy barbecue, or going to a kiddush and drinking lots of whiskey and getting high. Those things may give you temporary pleasure, but it's not the Torah's definition of simcha. True joy is being with your spouse. True joy is spending time with your children, spending time with your family. There are so many inconsistencies in life, our business, our health, our friendships. They're constantly in flux. However, the structure of family and the stability of a healthy marriage, that brings a person true happiness. True nachas is passing down Torah values to our children and grandchildren. And with that, let me share with you a powerful story that illustrates this beautifully. Indra Nooyi, an Indian-American businesswoman, served as CEO and chairman of Pepsi from 2006 to 2018. She was one of the few women and minorities on Wall Street to run a Fortune 500 company. She led Pepsi through massive changes and was highly successful. In 2006, the day that she was officially named the president and CEO of Pepsi, her parents happened to be visiting her house. She describes what happened that night when she came home from work on the first day. She said, "I'll never forget what happened to me that night. I came home riding high. A lifelong dream has just come true. I was just named the president and CEO of Pepsi. I'm all proud of myself, and I could not wait to share this exciting news with my husband and my parents. I open up the door to my house, and I see my mother standing there. 'I've got great news,' I shouted. And my mother said, 'Whatever you want to tell me can wait. You must go out to the store right now and get some milk for the baby.' I turn right around, get back into my car to buy milk. I come back home, and I'm hopping mad. I say, 'Mom, I had great news for you. I was just named the president and CEO of Pepsi, and all you want me to do is go out and get milk?' And she tells me, 'Let me explain something to you. You may be the president of Pepsi, but when you step into this house, you're a wife and a mother first. So leave that crown in the garage before you come into the house.'" What a powerful message. V'semachta ata ivesecha. No matter our titles or accomplishments, Our first responsibility is our family. We must ask ourselves not just what we are achieving, but what are we transmitting to the next generation? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.